From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm G. Abbey reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump was the guest of honor Friday at France's Bastille Day celebrations. It was an elaborate display that included military bands, flyovers by American jet fighters, and a parade that lasted more than 2 hours to mark the centennial of the U.S. entry into the First World War. The American flag flew along with the French flag in Paris, where U.S. troops marched in a parade with thousands of French soldiers, tanks, and missile launchers. More than 3,500 police took positions along the parade to guard against potential terrorist attacks. The battle for Mosul, Iraq, has gone underground as helicopters hover over the city. Surviving Islamic State militants, both men and women, are now all wearing suicide vests and fighting from basements and tunnels. VOA's Heather Murdoch files this report on the scene.
He was really a beacon of hope for so many Chinese who fundamentally believe in their rights, in their human rights, and in freedom and democracy. We were saddened by his death, as I think so many other people are around the world.
A teenager has been arrested in connection with a series of acid attacks that left several people with facial burns in East London. One of the victims has reportedly sustained life-changing injuries. Authorities say two assailants on a moped tossed acid at a 32-year-old and stole his moped before proceeding to carry out a number of other attacks over the course of 90 minutes Thursday night. Police said the 16-year-old boy was arrested on suspicion of robbery and grievous bodily harm. This is VOA News. Thailand is facing a renewed dilemma over the fate of more than 60 ethnic Uyghur asylum seekers amid reports of pressure by China for the group's return. The 62 men and women held in detention centers represent the last of more than 350 Uyghurs found by authorities in southern Thailand in 2014 who were seeking to travel to Turkey. Thailand is a key destination for ethnic Uyghurs, a predominantly Muslim Turkic minority originating in western China's Xinjiang province. Human rights groups say unrest in Xinjiang in recent years was followed by a Chinese central government crackdown against the Muslim community. Deadly violence Friday struck a Jerusalem holy place that is sacred to Muslims and Jews. Robert Berger reports for VOA.
Trouble erupted when three Arab gunmen opened fire on Israeli security forces outside the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem's Old City, the site Jews call the Temple Mount. Two Israeli police officers were killed. The gunmen fled into the mosque compound, where they were killed after a police chase. The three assailants were identified as Arab citizens of Israel. The violence comes amid new efforts by the United States to revive Middle East peace talks that collapsed 3 years ago. In a sign that negotiations might be making progress, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas condemned the attack in a rare phone call to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Egyptian Coptic and Catholic churches have suspended all outside church activities for the rest of July because of security threats. Church officials gave no information on who recommended the suspensions or if there are any specific threats. But Islamic State has threatened to continue attacks on Christians in Egypt. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has left Qatar with little progress in his shuttle diplomacy aimed at ending Doha's diplomatic standoff with Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Bahrain, and the United Arab Emirates. They broke off diplomatic ties with Qatar, accusing Doha of funding terrorism. Doha denies the allegations. The UN Refugee Agency reports more than 1.3 million people are displaced in the Kasai region of the Democratic Republic of Congo as thousands of people continue to flee escalating violence and human rights abuses. I am G. Abby Lee in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.